think I might not be the bride.
I saw myself, and then I'm going to walk down the aisle.
What, Larry, what are you doing here?
The door was ajar.
You! You're the one that put this in her head?
What?
What is your agenda, man?
No, I didn't do anything.
Of course, he just shows up, too. Out of nowhere.
The door's here now. You left the door ajar.
You have no business weighing in on this wedding, okay?
It's completely his fault.
Look, you're a beautiful bride. You should be a bride.
I'm the groom. I don't want to be the bride.
You're not grooming. She's not briding. You know.
How is it appropriate for you to have an opinion about this?
Well, because I know her. She gave me a haircut. Charged a lot of money, by the way.
What kind of psychopath interferes with the nuances of a lesbian wedding?
Hey, I saw wrong and tried to right it. That's all. That's what Ted Kennedy said about Robert Kennedy at his funeral. I'm like Robert Kennedy.
You know, it's not Robert Kennedy-ish, wandering into people's homes and spouting nonsense.
Oh, okay. Well, don't leave the door ajar.
Stop saying ajar!
Okay.
What is really going on here? Do you need a hobby?
Not a terrible idea. You're right about that. That's a good idea. I just can't seem to find the motivation. You know, when I was a kid, I would collect butterflies. I would go in the park. I had a net, and I would use the net. I cannot tell you how much satisfaction there is in trapping a butterfly in a net. And
I didn't expect you to
putting
actually
that net
answer.
Over the
I didn't expect an actual answer to
it
that question.
It doesn't matter about him. I just want you to be happy. I want us to have a successful wedding and a successful life.
Fantastic.
I'll do anything you want.
I want to be the groom. You waited too long. That's everything I need to know.
No.
I wish this friendship the best.
Oh, what? Oh, come on. No. Come, no. Yeah, allow me.
What the fuck are you doing?
No good.
I don't need you to hold the door for me, you prick.
You see? See what happens? I held the door. She didn't like it. You chastised me for holding the door. What's a guy supposed to do? I'm betwixt and between.
Why are you here?
I'll tell you why I'm here. Because I asked Jeff what you charged him for a haircut, and he told me $75. Uh-huh. He charged me $150. Mm-hmm. What's up with that?
Get the fuck out of my house.
Okay.
Welcome to today's episode of the Approachly podcast. Oh man, what a year. I guess I have no choice but to talk about George Floyd and the death. I heard this morning that perhaps they were not going to charge the officer. Since new footage has come out, which I guess equates him for murdering this innocent black man. You know, I don't know what the conclusion is going to be, but I have a feeling it might have something to do with, you know, maybe having drugs in his system or, you know, some bullshit like that. I don't know what they're going to pull off. But last I heard was they're going to drop the charges on Officer Chauvin or whatever his name is. So I don't know how I feel about that, you know, because to me, obviously it seems from the video that it's unnecessary force. It didn't seem like that amount of force was necessary, especially with 20 police officers surrounding him, you know, like, what, you know, like, come on, like, was he resisting that bad? Could you empathize a little bit more? Could you talk, you know, communicate your way through the issue? What, you know, what was going on in that officer's head? as I approach a police officer who's pulled over a huge semi-truck and a vehicle. So maybe it's a car accident. It's an old lady in a big-ass truck. And, holy... Oh, man. Looks like maybe a driver... It was a little accident, but it was a... Looks like it was a fender bender. Oh, yeah, times are tough. Officer Jenny back there had to look over the scene. One thing I just realized, I'm going to work today with no hair gel for the first time in over a decade. You know, like, I don't remember a time like going to school, going to work without having hair gel in my hair. And it's just because, you know, it looks weird now that it's super long. You know, I haven't gotten a haircut. And coincidentally enough, you know, the last haircut I got was one of the worst haircuts I ever experienced. And I think one of those podcasts where I talked about it were deleted. But I think I saw one still up there. So if you want to listen, you know, be my guest. But yeah, that was the last time I had a haircut, and so it's been some time. You know, it's been over maybe 3-4 months. My hair is getting really long. It grows really fast to begin with. You know, and it was really cut uneven, really ugly the last time. I don't know, I'm just really disappointed with my hair, and I don't know what the right thing to do would be. What the right thing would be to do. But yeah, I don't know. I'm debating it. You know, places are opening up, so I can definitely get a haircut now, or I can just grow out my hair. You know, why not? I haven't tried it in my life. Why not go ahead and do so? You know, I've heard a lot of different cultures in the past are said to have powers with their hair, you know, like a lot of traditions even prevented it. And it really wasn't until the Christian cultures, you know, traveled across the world where getting your hair cut was seen as a very noble thing to do, whereas growing your hair out was seen as being barbaric. And so I don't know, but there might be some shamanic truth to having long hair. You know, the Japanese, a bunch of Native American cultures, the Gauls, you know, there's a lot of traditions surround, you know, Samson. You know, there's a lot, you know, surrounding long hair, so there might be some truth to it, you know, or it might be an allegory, you know, but who knows. So it's cool. I like pulling up to this U-Haul store. You know, they have fun facts, but they're so small, like you can't even read them. Like, I wish I could. Yeah, I can't read it. I don't know if my eyesight's getting worse or it's just too small. I don't know. That would have been kind of cool just to talk about that. But yeah, George Floyd, it's stupid. Can't really believe I'm seeing this. You know, all this is unfolding before my eyes, like if it was almost predicted and simulated. You know, it's almost as a lot of these things that are coming to light were foresaw and are being played out. You know, and with the protests, it does seem that there's, you know, outsiders coming to, you know, I don't see Utahns doing the things that they're, that are going on downtown. Like, I could see them doing stuff, but only after being instigated. Like, I think the culture here in Utah, I don't know, I'd like to just think that we're better than that. You know, I think despite all the issues we have, the Mormon bias, you know, despite all these factors, we live in a pretty amazing, I guess you can say, maybe an enclave, maybe, you know, a city, I don't know how you'd want to say it, but it's a unique area where the standard of living really is not that bad, you know, and even as a minority, as an African, as a Mexican, whatever, you know, you live a pretty, pretty good life in comparison to, if you compare your standard of living to maybe the Congo, the Amazon, you know, depending on what you define as a good standard of living, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people living in those areas of the world who are a lot happier than you and I, but yeah, I don't know. Stuff's getting really crazy. I brought my camera with me today. I don't know if there's some riots going on after that I can go to after work, get some footy. I put together, you know, a bunch of footage from the protest last Saturday and uploaded that. Unfortunately, I put in a clip to try make it kind of entertaining near the end, and it demonetized the video. I'm trying to fight it, you know, because I transformed the clip a bit, but I don't know, it was a lot of work, so, you know, even though I'm not getting paid, you know, at some point it would have been nice to get compensated for that work if I were ever to reach 1,000 subscribers. So that brings up a good point. You know, if you're listening to this, if you been listening to this, if you appreciate my podcast channel wherever you listen to it, whether that be Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you know, wherever you listen to the Apostly podcast, if you could go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Apostly, I don't know, or just search Apostly, subscribe there. I have 680 subscribers, I think, last I checked. So, you know, it's 320, which is a lot, but in the thick of things, I don't really think is a lot. You know, and if I can get to the point where I can see potential of this being a full-time opportunity for me, you know, I'll definitely quit my damn job. And that's where I'm actually on my way to right now, is to my work. I'm being forced to work out of the office today, you know, because if I were to choose, you know, I would offload a lot of these annoying duties I have to do because no one else wants to do in the office. You know, I would offload that. I don't want to do it. The only reason I did it was because I knew it had to be done, and you know, my moral standing wouldn't refuse me to let the work drop. So I guess since no one else has the same moral standing I do in regards to work, I'm just gonna have to do it. And like I've told my manager, I guess I'm stupid, you know, like my teammates have said, you know, if you're gonna take on work for yourself, then you're just stupid, you know, and they're gonna let me take on as much work as I want, and they're gonna try to offload as much work to me as much as possible, and which they have done, you know. And they're not very willing to pick up on extra work, you know, if they don't have to. So it just becomes very frustrating when it becomes the same handful of people doing the job that everyone should be completely capable and willing to do, you know. But, you know, they pick their favorites. You know, they're not too knowledgeable. They pick their tasks. My team lead stepped down. You know, he's been working there for 11 years. But, you know, it got to the point where he snapped, you know, because he was conflicted in two worlds. The lazy old way and the innovating new way, the new age that that me and others are trying to put forth, you know. But, you know, I just guess it became too much for him. So now we don't even have a team lead. And I'm more than happy to just drop off, just drop from the team entirely. You know, if I were to get fired, it would be devastating, but I wouldn't be hurt. You know, I would see as a sign that it was time to move on. And with that said, you know, I did get a gift package from my team out in Baltimore, which I highly appreciate. You know, they've been great. I helped them out a lot. They were nice. You know, I've known them for a while. You know, shout out to, I don't know if I should say his name, but shout out to my homies out in Baltimore. If you're listening to this, I appreciate you guys, Armando and Megan, that you guys are listening. But, you know, regardless if I stay with the company or whatever, you guys were always great, you know, and I definitely appreciate working with you guys. The only reason I'm not working with you guys now is just because of office politics, you know, and that's really what's taken my toll from my job, is just that mental, physical toll that my teammates tried to hurt me on. So yeah, I'm here. There's a lot more people at work that I anticipated being here, and of course it's all the people I don't want to work with who aren't supposed to be here. But I don't know, I guess that will give me an excuse to leave early, because that's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna come waste my time and gas being completely willing and able to work from home, just to be fair to all these fucking douchebags who don't even want to work from home, who just want to fucking come to the office, you know, and not do anything, you know, because it doesn't, you know, they probably do even less at home than they do in the office, so might as well have them come in, you know. But give us the option, you know, everyone else who is willing and able to work from home, why not give us that option, you know, instead of forcing us to be compliant in things we don't want to be compliant to in the sake of being fair. You know, why does it always have to be fair for the white guy, but can't be fair for the brown guy, such as myself? You know, like, it has to be fair for them, you know. It has to be fair, like, no, we can't always work from work home. It has to be fair for the white guys who want to come to the office. But it can't be fair for the brown guys who want to work from home, you know, because the white guys want to work from the office, you know. So I get it, this is a more traditional way, but it's not a more cost-effective way to sustain a business or sustain the planet, you know. If we could just work out of our offices, if we could all do that, that would, you know, the environmental footprint of the Earth would be significantly lower. But I don't know, what do I know? I'm just an idiot. You know, we should be lucky to be even be alive. So I don't know. I want to go ahead and end this on a good note. I want to appreciate all you guys for tuning in and listening. Thank you for catching the show today, and please tune in next time on the Approach Lee channel.